Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and guess where I am this morning? Lake Texoma, which I know a lot of you folks up in Kansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska, southeastern Colorado probably fish at Texoma from time to time. I'm here with my friend Bill Carey, Striper Express. Bill's been in business for 42 years, been our guest many times, and we just got off the lake. We're back to the cleaning dock. Fishing with one of your top guides, Bill, Captain Todd, and we've got a box full of fish. Old Luke even caught a nice striper. It was so much fun, but I learned a lesson, Bill. Well, I already knew it. I just don't follow it sometimes. We were here at the break of day, weren't we? Early morning.
Oh, yeah. That's summertime fishing. We go out at 5:30 a.m.
Yes, sir. Okay. We were going to kill them early. They weren't biting. Nobody was catching them. For about an hour, and then we pulled up on a big flat, and game on, wasn't it? And tell the folks how we were catching them.
Well, folks, normally this time of year we are throwing topwaters for the first hour and a half, and then we switch over to slabs. A slab is a lead spoon, and the schools stay grouped up, but they're not on the surface. So we rip slabs, drop them to the bottom, and vertically fish them. Well, today we slabbed the whole time. So we got a slow start, moved around a lot, burned a bunch of gasoline, and then it started happening. We got in one spot, and we just kept drifting this one ledge again, and we ended up catching 50-something fish.
The limit, whatever it was. We got a ton of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, what kind of amazed me was the fact that we would catch them, what all us fishermen would call dinks. We'd catch two or three small ones.
Yeah.
And then that rod tip would go down and game on. I mean, we caught some really nice stripers there in the mix, but you got to be ready. I mean, you can't anticipate and assume that you're going to catch one that's a foot long, because that next one might be 3 feet long, you know?
That's right. That's not typical, but Todd said it's been going on the last couple of years, and we will catch size class fish most of the time. Well, these big fish were running with the small and medium sized fish. So we'd be fishing, all of a sudden, boom, one rod would wrap against the side of the boat and the fight was on. We were netting fish. We carried two nets because there was five of us fishing, and we had doubles and triples on. And well, Luke, that 28 incher you got, well, in the summertime they lean up a little bit, but in cooler months, that fish go 12 pounds.
I tell you, that 28 inches, is that what he was? That was the hardest pulling fish I can remember catching in some time. That thing, he stripped, I bet he pulled off 30 yards of drag, you know, and his finally able to slow him down. And you don't land everyone like that. But matter of fact, I lost, and I know Larry Wysoon, you know, who's with us there. Matter of fact, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon is here. Larry, you caught some mighty nice fish yourself, didn't you, bud?
Look, I did. This is one of the most fantastic places to come fishing, particularly with the people that we're fishing with. And it's not our first time here, and it won't be our last time here, the good Lord willing. So if anybody's interested in really fabulous fishing and great people to deal with, this is where you come with Striper Express.
Dang right. And, Bill, we've got another minute or so. Folks can locate you at striperexpress.com. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling a lot of people listening up in western Oklahoma and throughout Kansas, I bet they have fished. You know they have. You've probably got a lot of friends and a lot of clients listening to us right now, you know. But a lot of people do come from High Plains Public Radio area up there to fish with you, don't they?
Oh, we appreciate all those folks out west, of course. They're all kind of folks. And, you know, we're the closest best water to West Texas.
That's it, yeah. And western Oklahoma and all that.
Yep.
Well, thanks a lot for a fun trip. StriperExpress.com. I would like you to, of course, we'll post this on our website, HPPR.org, with a little write-up. But how do they call you for more information?
Oh, sure. If you want to holler at us, our phone is 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
And folks, to check out all of our sponsors, you can go to High Plains Public Radio, HPPR.org, click on Features, and then Luke Clayton, High Plains Outdoors, and you can check out some really fine sponsors, folks that help us put this together. Till next week, be safe in the outdoors.